I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia is co-sponsoring a bill that would overhaul the country's immigration plan. The Secure and Succeed Act would provide a pathway to citizenship for nearly 1.8 million recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival, or DACA, program. Speaking to Fox News last night, Perdue says opening a path to citizenship is a necessary compromise.
Some people will say, well, we don't support a pathway to citizenship. Well, this is a price to pay to end this nonsense right now and to get to a solution that will keep us from being here in just a few short years.
The bill would also designate $25 billion in funding for border security. Congress has until March 5th to pass a plan to extend the DACA program. Otherwise, President Trump has announced that he'll end it. Grief counselors will be on hand at a Metro Atlanta high school today after a student passed away over the weekend from the flu. CBS 46 reports that 15-year-old Miguel Martinez at Cross Keys High School in Brookhaven is the third student to die during this year's flu outbreak. According to the Georgia Department of Public Health, more than 1,000 people have been hospitalized with the flu. 66 people have died. The Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention could be facing cuts under the newly proposed federal budget. Yesterday, President Trump released a proposed budget for the 2019 fiscal year that would reduce CDC spending by 12%. Speaking to GPB's On Second Thought, former director Tom Frieden says funding the CDC should be a top priority for politicians.
We need people really making clear that CDC is an investment. We protect America, and if we cut that, we make America less safe.
According to the science journal Nature, the CDC's budget would be slashed by about $1.6 billion if the budget is approved. The largest road construction project in state history is almost complete, which is good news for metro area commuters. According to WSB, the Georgia Department of Transportation says the new I-75 express lane should be open by the end of the summer. Program manager Stephen Lively says the project will create the longest land bridge in the state of Georgia. Northern sections above the 75-575 split and through Marietta are mostly complete, including one 6,000-foot raised section. Lively said the goal is to have everything finished by Labor Day. A Clark Atlanta University graduate is behind the portrait of Michelle Obama, which was unveiled at the Smithsonian yesterday. The Ledger Inquirer reports the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. commissioned Columbus native Amy Sherald to paint the life-size portrait of the former First Lady. Sherald has a BA in painting from Clark Atlanta University and was a Spelman College International Artist in Residence in Panama in 1997. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.